विपुरवात दत्तं तं वस्तुकामोषीः ज्योतिमात्रं विकथसेः मूर्छनांगी मन्दात्मन् नानुस्युर्विक्लवागिरः. ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद. हिरण्यकश्यप रिप्लाइड, यू आस्क हिम, यू आर ट्राइंग टू मिनिमाइज माय वैल्यू एज इफ यू आर बेटर than me at controlling the senses. This is over-intelligent. I can therefore understand that you desire to die at my hands. But this kind of nonsensical talk involves and by those by vows to die. It is said in Hitopadesa, Upadeso hi murkhanam prahopayo no shantoya. If good instructions are given to a foolish person, he doesn't take advantage of them, but becomes more and more angry. Prahlad Maharaj's right instructions to his father were not accepted by Hiranyakashipu as truth. Instead, Hiranyakashipu became increasingly angry at his great son, who was a pure devotee. This kind of difficulty always exists where a devotee preaches Krishna consciousness to persons like Hiranyakashipu who are interested in money and women. The word Hiranya means gold and Kashipu refers to cushions or good bedding. Moreover, if father doesn't like to be instructed by son, especially if the father is a demon. Prahlad Maharaj's Vaishnava preaching to his demoniac father was indirectly effective, but because of Hiranyakashipu's excessive jealousy of Krishna and his devotee, he was inviting Narsingadev to kill him very quickly. Thus he was expediting his being killed by the Lord himself. Although Hiranyakashipu was a demon, he is described here by the added Varsri. Why? The answer is that fortunately he had such a great devotee son as Prahlad Maharaj. Thus, although he was a demon, he would attain salvation and return home back to Godhead. Hiranyakashipu vacha daktam sam artukamo shihi jyotimatram vikathase mumurshunanghi mandatma nanosyo vikrava kiro. Hiranyakashipu replied, you rascal, you are trying to minimize my value as if you are better than me at controlling the senses. This is over-intelligent. I can therefore understand that you desire to die at my hands. But this kind of nonsensical talk is indulged in by those about to die. Upadeso hi murkhanam prahopayo no shantoya. Itopadesa. Chankaniti also, this is stated. Upadesa hi murkhanam na prakopaya, murkhanam prakopaya no shanta. Good instructions are given to a foolish person, he doesn't take advantage of them, but becomes more and more angry. You understand? Because those were foolish persons, like this red demon, Hiranyakashipu. They think themselves to be very wise, very intelligent, they know it. Others, the belittle others, that is their nature. Nobody knows better than I. I know. Is there anybody to instruct me, tell me? Rather, I will instruct all of them. I know. You understand? As Srila Prabhupada Maharaj says, right, this kind of difficulty always exists when a devotee preaches Krishna consciousness to persons like Hiranyakashipu, who are interested in money and women. Yes. This is Kali Yuga. Many Hiranyakashipu are there. You understand? In that Yuga, Satya Yuga, one Hiranyakashipu are there. But in Kali Yuga, many Hiranyakashipu. You understand? Many. If you preach Krishna consciousness to them, they will be angry. They think themselves very great, very learned, very intelligent. They know you, brother. Is there anybody to teach me, to tell me in a good thing? As if I am an ignorant fool, I don't know anything. I know everything. I'm such a great man, you see. Hiranyakashipu is thinking like that because he had conquered three wars. Great personality, and so great personality. Isn't it? Yes, we also, what Prabhupada Maharaj said, is very, very practical. We also face the same difficulty. When we go out to preach, we find many demons, atheists, those who think themselves very great. The leaders, the so-called leaders, political leaders, they are demons. They have become leaders. They think themselves very great. That we are leaders. We have many followers. Many followers. So many people are following. So it's great. They think themselves. But they are full number one. That they don't know. I personally also of experience, such experience. Well, in many instances, in many places, I faced the same problem. People have invited little leaders, political leaders, and they have invited us to speak about Hare Krishna Katha. And they also invite political leaders, same ashram. We have to sit, sadhu will sit, and that political leader will sit, same ashram, same one level. The girl and the sadhu, the girl and the political leader. As if they think, the people, ignorant people think, they are equal level. But in actuality, there is hell and heaven difference. I asked those people, why have you invited these rascals, political leaders, the demons? Do they know anything about God? What can they say? You invite us, others, to speak about God, and you'll be benefited by that. That's a very nice thing. Then they say, Maharaj, you don't know. If we invite you only, no people will come. How many are interested to hear about God? Very, very few. 2, 3, 4, 5 persons at best may come. Not more. But if a political leader comes, many people will. Because they all want to listen about their worldly enjoyment, their sense gratification. The political leader will say how they are making plans, projects to get more sense gratification. So they will come to me here. Nobody will come to listen to you. Very few. Those who are really devotees. How many are devotees in quality? Yes, sir. Anyhow, let people come and let them hear to you. They will be benefited. I think this is a very good idea also. But when political leaders start to speak, first is giving preference. First he will speak. That's all right, let him speak. Nonsense. First. Then he stands up and says, oh, these sadhus, they say, God, God, God. Is that God? Has anybody seen God? I am such a great man, great leader. I have not seen God. Anybody seen God? Is anybody better than I? I'm such a great leader. I have seen God. And this is only me saying, mere saying. Actually, there is no God. They are mere saying. All right. If there is God, can anybody show me? Then I will sing his glory. Like this, he says. Then he says now, it's political. How the world is going in a very, very dangerous path. Russia and America, two great, powerful countries. They are manufacturing and making atomic weapons, many atomic weapons, very powerful. At any moment, this war will finish. You understand? The world is standing on a heap of the atomic weapons. Any moment it will finish. So all are very much afraid. So this is precarious condition. So we should also, like we Indians, now Indians, a peaceful country, but now we see we have to make atomic weapons now. Otherwise, how can we survive? We must survive, we must defend ourselves. In this way, yes. Speak so many nonsense. Then he goes out. You never sit there to listen to me, listen to sadhus. He knows that the sadhus will chastise us. He says, I have many business and another program is there. I must go, time is there. I'll let work it out. Then, when all these sadhus or I stand up to speak about Krishna and we chastise them. Blind man, born blind, he has never seen sun. Because he has no eye to see sun. Is it a fact there is no sun? The blind man says, what is this? Those who have eye, they see sun. They say, all right, now sun has already arisen. You get up, don't sleep more. The bright sunshine is there. Blind boy was listening to it. What is this? They say, sun. Who is that sun? Is there any sun who makes their day and night? I don't see any sun. I make my own day and night. When I sleep, that is my night. When I am awake, that is my day. I make my own day and night, whereas the sun makes their days and night. What is this nonsense? Then he says, oh people, I warn you, I caution you. Don't disturb me by talking about sun. I have been very much disturbed. Don't disturb. Well then, blind boy says like that. Shall we accept what a blind boy says? Because he's blind, he has no proper vision to see the sun. So this is not a fact that there is no sun. Those who have eyes, proper vision, they see sun. So they speak about sun. Why don't you accept it? And you rascal, Hiranyakashipu, like demon, you see. These political leaders, they think that they are very great. They have not seen sun, God. They have not seen God, so there is no God. How is it? They have no eyes to see God. You can't see God through these material eyes. God is not a material person. Sojidananda Vigraha. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sojidananda Vigraha. Shastra says Brahmashanda. Sochit Ananda Moy, you see. Spiritual being, it's not material. Transcendental. Unless you possess transcendental vision, how can you see the transcendental person? God can't, never. So, one should admit this thing, that all right, I am blind in that respect, that matter. To see God, I have no proper vision. So I cannot see. It doesn't mean that there is no God. Rather, it should be very much interested, eager, how can I have that vision? So that I can see the Lord. Instead, he says, there is no God. You understand? Because they think themselves very great. But they are very, very little persons. No greatness. Bhagavan says, Parava Bhaktasya Kutam Mahatmuna Mamarthana Asati Dhavata Bhakti Jasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavata Vintana Sarvi Unishtatra Samasate Sula Parava Bhaktasya Kutam Mahatmuna Mamarthana Asati Dhavata Bhakti. You know this? Those are devotees. Jasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavati Vintana Sarvi Unishtatra Samasate Sula. You understand? Those are amavat devotion and love. You understand? Pure devotees. They are endowed with all noble qualities, good qualities. Qualities, those qualities with Krishna. You understand? Automatically, then manifest in body, in the person of a devotee. You understand? Sarva, maha, guna, guna. Vaishnava sarire, Krishna bhakti, Krishna guna, shakari sanchar. The same thing. He said in Chaitanya Charitamrita. You understand? Parava bhaktasya kutam bhava guna manurate nasati dhavata bhaji. He said, not a devotee of Hari. You understand? He is not a devotee of Hari. He has no good qualities. Though apparently, it seems that he is a very great man. Hiranyakashipu Ravana, so demons, you understand? But they have no good qualities. Only they are speculating. They are speculating. They are manufacturing or creating a chariot by their speculation. And riding on the chariot, they are wandering hither and thither. Manarathana Asadi Dhavatabha. This is that. Bhagavad says. So they, these political leaders, big leaders, they make so many material plans, projects. They think themselves to be very wise and learned, very intelligent in plan making. And the purpose is that they will provide people with all facilities nice facilities, more facilities. Sense gratification of worldly enjoyment. But in practical, here we see what happens. All their plans are unsuccessful. They never yield the desired effect, result. You understand? Why? Because Krishna is the ultimate sanctioning authority on Vanta. Krishna says, I am the ultimate sanctioning authority. Vaivam evato panchamam. He also says the same thing. Vaiva, Lord, is fifth factor. You understand? Unless Lord sanctions, your plan project cannot be successful. You understand? So, pray to the Lord. Be Krishna conscious. If you are a very good plan maker, then make plan for preaching Krishna consciousness. And Krishna will sanction you, then you will come out successful. You see, they don't know all these things. You understand? So this is all about demoniac people. If you give them good instruction, nice instructions, based on Shastra Siddhanta, Indian Shastra, Tadu Shastra Guru, they will be angry upon you. They will never accept it. You understand? That is demoniac nature. And that happened to Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu thinks himself to be very great, learned, wise, intelligent. Very powerful also. Because he has conquered three wars. All the residents of three wars are under him. I was a mere boy, child. They had to instruct me. Shall I listen to him? And again, the father, I am father. You are boy, son. You know more than I. And you tell me, that thing is also there. But our saying is this, that one is no question of father and son, bigger, small, greater, small. But one is a devotee, whatever he means. He may be a big man or a small boy, whatever he means. He knows everything because he is devoted to the Lord. So we must listen to him. And he is, must be our spiritual master. Jai Krishna Tattvaveta Sai Guru Ho. You understand? Jai Krishna Tattvaveta Sai Guru Ho. And who knows Krishna Tattva? He is Guru. Kibhavitva Kibhanyasi Sudra Kene Noi. Jai Krishna Tattvaveta Sai Guru Ho. He may be a Vipra, Brahman or a Sudra. You understand? He may be a Sannyasi or a Grahastha, whatever he may be. Jai Krishna Tattvaveta Sai Guru. Who knows Krishna in Tattva? He is good. We are Tattva. That Shastra says, Mahajana said for me. Mahaprabhu said this. When he was talking to Ramananda Rai, Ramananda Rai was a very elevated, great devotee. Though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Lord himself, the sannyasi, Ramananda Rai was a grihastha. So according to social status, order, ashram vichar, the sannyasi is the highest. The grihastha is not highest. He cannot occupy the highest position. But Mahaprabhu asked, Mahaprabhu knew that Ramananda Rai was a great devotee, he knew Krishna Tattva very well. So, Yashram Anandara and Ramanandara was saying, but by nature, devotee is humble. You understand? Tunanda Vishnichina. So Ramanandara was very humble. He said, more mukhe bhakta to me, me more shrota. You understand? You know this. More mukhe bhakta to me, to me more shrota. Ramanandara said, Mahaprabhu, you speak through me to my mouth and you listen. I don't know what I speak. It's so humble. Amar jiva vina jantra, tu mi vina dhari. Tomar mane jai uthe tahai uchari. He says so many things in Jai Rishabha. My tongue is like vina jantra. But you have got hold of that vina. You are playing on it. As you think, my vina is played, is being played like that. I ought to that. He says so many things. So this is devotee's behavior. And Mahaprabhu, Sriman Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, given greater position to a devotee. Krishna Samya Vaita Hoy, Bada Bhakta Hoy. Aham Bhakta Parabhina. All this. Lord says, I am under my devotee, control of my devotee. Though he is supreme control. And he gets pleasure to be controlled by his devotee. That is the Bhakta Vatsalya. And how his affection on it. Very, very dear to his devotees and devotees are very much affectionate. You understand? There are many instances like that. One is a really learned person, a great man. He should accept all these things. But every man, even a father or son, he's a devotee. He's a really spiritual master. And whatever he says, we have to accept. In Chaitanya Charitamrita you find Khandavasi Mukundavasi. Have you read Chaitanya Charitamrita? You know Khandavasi Mukundavasi?
I don't remember.
You don't remember. There was one Mukundavas, Khandavasi. That means an Shinabi kind of Khanda area. That means there is very dear devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his son's name was Raghunandan. And the Raghunandan was also very great devotee, like Prahlad Mahaprabhu, and very dear to Mahaprabhu. Once Mahaprabhu asked Mukundadas, you understand? He just jokingly asked, cutting jokes. All right, you, Mukunda, you are father, and your son is Raghunandan. Is it true? Or Raghunandan is your father, and you are his son? What is real? What is correct thing? Please tell me. Then Sam, Mahaprabhu asked. Joking. Then Sam. But Raghunandan was a great devotee. Mukundadas' son. Then Sam. A great devotee. So Mukundadas also a devotee, was also a devotee. But Mukundadas considered his son to be a great devotee, greater devotee than he. Therefore, he considered his son, Raghunandan, to be his spiritual master. Yes. Then Raghunandan Mukundas says, description in Chirinchatamrita. Mukunda kahe Raghunandan moro pita hoye. Ami paro putro ye, amaro nisho ye.
Ami taro putro ye, amaro nisho ye.
Ama sobar Krishna bhakti Raghunandan hoite.
Ama sobar Krishna bhakti Raghunandan hoite.
Oto ibu pitaro Nandana nishite.
Ato eva pitaraku Nandana nishite.
You understand what Mukunda Das said? Mukunda Das said, Raghunandan is my father, the wing son. You understand? I am his son. Is my father. This is true. This is correct thing. Because I have developed Krishna Bhakti due to Raghunanda. Therefore, he is my father. Huh? Then Raghunanda is my father. He gives this answer. And Mahaprabhu was very much pleased. You understand? And Mahaprabhu says, Suni hase kahe prabhu kahile nishchayo.
Suni hase kahe prabhu kahile nishchayo.
Jaha hoite Krishna bhakti sei guru ayo.
Jaha hoite Krishna bhakti sei guru ayo.
Mahaprabhu was very much pleased and said, you have spoken the truth, yes. His spiritual master from whom we get Krishna Bhakti. You understand? Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord himself, so he always praises his devotees and gives greater position, gives his devotees greater position than his own. You understand? And Mahaprabhu was also getting pleasure by glorifying his devotees. You understand?
Bhakti Ramahima Prabhu Kaite Paye Sukho. Bhakti Ramahima Prabhu Kaite Paye Sukho.
Bhakti Ramahima Kaite Bhaktir Mahima Prabhu Kahite Paya Sukha. Mahaprabhu gets pleasure by glorifying a devotee. You understand? Bhaktir Mahima Kahite Paya Poncha Mukha. While he was glorifying his devotee, Rip was speaking in five places. Such glory. instant. These are instances. The one who is a devotee, he may be a son. But father, like Raghunanda Mukunda Das, accepts his son, Raghunandan, as his guru, spiritual master. He is my father, I am his father. Here, demoniac father, Prahlada Maharaj, is quite a good. Prahlada Maharaj gives good, better instructions, good instructions, upadesha, but murkhanani, patopaya, no shanta. If good instructions are given to foolish person, he doesn't like, doesn't take advantage of them, but becomes more and more angry. So he says, oh, now you desire to die at my hands. This kind of nonsense kalpak is involved in by those who are about to die. Hello. Too much for you now. All things go on. Let's say something. Yes.
We're hearing how you were quoting, I'm not sure where it was quoted from. How if you give good instructions to a rascal, who becomes angry.
Yeah.
And then we hear that, like, according to the way Prabhupada describes in the next devotion, the ninth offense to instruct the faithless.
Don't instruct. Yes.
Right, about the glories of the holy name.
Yes.
But then at the same time, Lord Chaitanya is instructing that wherever we go, wherever we meet, we tell them about Krishna.
Yes.
So how do we know, how do we discriminate what's preaching about the glories of the holy name and at the same time instructing everyone about Krishna?
You see, Mahaprabhu has assured us, Jare dekho tare bolo Krishna upadesha moro ajnaya guru hoya taro iddesh. In Bhagavad Gita you will find Krishna has forbidden us. Avaktaya atapaskaya. Those who are non-devotees, those who have no tapasya, don't speak all these things. Last part of 18th chapter, you will find that instruction. Is said to Arjuna. But that Krishna, when he came as Gauranga, he wept out that. Jara dekho tare bolo Krishna. Whomever you meet, speak about Krishna. I assure. More ajna, I order you, you become good and speak. Ethaya namadive toma vishro taranga punaropi ethaya pabe mosha. You understand? You will never be influenced by material influences of materialistic persons. I assume. You go fearlessly and speak. Mahaprabhu protects. So, a Gaurabhakta, you understand? A devotee of Gauranga is more fearless than a devotee of Krishna. Krishna has given, you see, some restrictions, but Mahaprabhu didn't give any restrictions. So, we Gaurabhaktas go all over the world. Many Hiranyakashipus are they are rascals, non-devotees, but worldly. My Guru Maharaj, the devotee, went to Western world, you see, with instruction of his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. Many demons are there in Western world, many human beings. But it's just a young rascal. He sees this, chastised the rascal, nonsense. But none of them revolted. I said, very nice, very good, nice thing. Because you are protected by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Fearlessly spoke. You understand? It's a non-discrimination. So there's a general instruction. General instruction, I ask. Koti Pandadas Mukunda. Pandabasi Mukundadas. You understand? The great devotee have, he says, his son, Raghunandan is my father. Because he's a great devotee. I have got this naughty from Raghunandan. So he's my pita, he's my father. Mahaprabhu was very much pleased. Do you understand? And the other part of the story, I have not told you. That Mukunda Das was a Kaviraj, you see, Rajvaidya, Kaviraj, in the court of Muslim emperors, Badshah, you understand? Once he was dwelling, he was describing about some medicines, Ayurvedic medicines, before Badshah. And one servant of Badshah came with an umbrella. It was made of peacock feathers. You understand? The asana is Mukunda Das saw that peacock feathers, he could think of Krishna. A great devotee, premi bhakta, he had love in his heart for Krishna. So as soon as he thought of Krishna, the love was so great, he became unconscious and fell down from his seat. You understand? Badshah in love was made him wake up. Badshah thought that Mukunda is dead now. He was unconscious and fell down from his seat. That made him conscious. He sprinkled water, everything, fan. So he got back his consciousness. Badshah asked, "Oh, Mukunda Das, what happened to you? Why did you fall down from the seat? You might have been too much pain, you see." Mukunda said, "No, Badshah, no pain is there." "Then what happened to you? Why did you fall down?" And he didn't tell the true fact, Mukunda Das. Mukunda Das could understand that in a haste, he couldn't understand my bhav. He said, "Oh, Badshah, I had a disease. I have a disease, that is Murugi Vyadhi. Sometimes my head rings. So sometimes I fall down like this and become unconscious." Then understand? He said like this. Real thing. Also, there is instruction for us. Senses is correct. But one is a pure devotee, he is fearless. He will never be afraid of any situation. Speak boldly. And that is also instruction. Bhaktivinoda Bhaktivinoda Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami. That's it. Speak boldly. Don't be afraid about Krishna. Speak boldly about Krishna. Don't be afraid. Yes, what is it?
So, as far as Nama Parad, instructing faith is of the glorious holy name, could there be a distinction between instructing on the glorious holy name and just preaching the basic Krishna consciousness philosophy?
Yes, basic things.
Unless they're receptive.
Unless they have developed sadha, faith, don't speak the mystery. You understand?
Confidential.
Confidential in things. There are no things. Just instructions. That is according to time, place and circumstance. An acharya will act. That instruction is there. You understand? Because Krishna will give him intelligence. Tesam sattva-yuktanam bhagavatam bhagavatam dadami buddhi-yogam tam jena manupadantite. Krishna said that. Krishna will give intelligence to his devotees. How? He will act in such circumstances. Yes. Therefore, you should be intelligent enough. Don't be fool. And Krishna will give you intelligence, pure intelligence. That's all right. Understand?
Jai Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj Ki, Jai Srila Gurudev Ki, Jai Samaveda Bhaktavinoda, Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava, Jai
Ravinath Bhakta Das. You enjoy?
Is it okay to enjoy?
Huh?
Is it okay to enjoy hearing by Krishna?
Yes. Nectar. Also enjoy.